Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 440, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Thing to Mr. Herbert or Mr. Darley about what's going on around here. Next time I watched for him was on Thanksgiving Day. I met Mr. Frank that morning about 8 o'clock. He said, "A lady will be in here in a little while. Me and her are going to chat. I don't want you to do no work. I just want you to watch." In about half an hour, the lady come. I didn't know that lady. She didn't work at the factory. I think I saw her in the factory two or three nights before Thanksgiving Day in Mr. Frank's office. She was a nice-looking lady. I think she had on black clothes. She was a very tall, heavy-built lady. After she came in that Thanksgiving Day morning, I closed the door after me and stamped for me to close it. She went upstairs towards Mr. Frank's office. Mr. Frank come out there and stamped, and I closed the door. Mr. Frank said, "I'll stamp after this lady comes, and you go and close the door and turn the night latch." That's the first time he told me about the night lock. And he says, "If everything is all right, you kick against the door." And I kicked against the door. After an hour and a half, Mr. Frank came down and unlocked the doors and says, "Everything is all right." He then went and looked up the hall and told the lady to come on downstairs. After she come down, she said to Mr. Frank, "Is that the nigger?" And Mr. Frank said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, does he talk much?" And he says, "No, he is the best nigger I have ever seen." Mr. Frank called me in the office and gave me $1.25. The lady had on a blue skirt with white dots in it and white slippers and white stockings and had a gray tailor-made coat with pieces of velvet on the edges of it. The velvet was black and the cloth of the coat was gray. She had on a black hat with big black feathers. I left a little before 12 o'clock. I didn't see anybody else there that day at the office. The next time I watched was way after Christmas on a Saturday.